Welcome to the Fair Parenting Podcast, where we cover people's stories, ideas, and the progress towards fair parenting.
Welcome to the podcast. I just want to speak briefly this week about a news story that happened that most of you will already have heard about. This week, Britain banned the NHS, which is its National Public Health Service, from prescribing harmful puberty blockers to children. Those blockers obviously stop their physical development. Without going into the reasons why people do this, and without going into politics and the story more deeply, I don't want to do that. I just want to look at the parenting aspects and the change aspects, the social change. Basically, to just clarify, I'm not involved in the debate about blockers. And to me, it seemed, perhaps because I'm not involved in it, that the change came out of the blue. And also looking at the media, it seemed that some people were surprised, some commentators were surprised that this was announced. I don't know what led up to it, but I'll bet it didn't come out of the blue, and I'll bet a lot of hard work was involved. Well done to everyone who was part of that change. I bet it took a long, sustained effort, and it was not without resistance. Again, without wanting to go into the debate here, in my view, the ban on blockers has protected many children and given hope to others that change can happen in other areas. The people involved in both sides of that blocker ban would have had entrenched vested interests, just as we see in family law. That change happened in the face of entrenched vested interests gives us hope. One additional problem we face in changing family law is the amount of money that is spent on lawyers, including legal aid lawyers, plus all the other experts that make their living in family law. And I say experts, obviously they are of varying quality. Many of those experts and lawyers will resist change to family law. I spoke more about vested interests and incentives in episode 37, so I won't go over that ground again. As I said, I don't really want to get into politics or other social issues, as this podcast is about parenting. However, recently there have been other stories on children's issues, particularly to do with what some schools are teaching children that parents do not agree with. Change in that area seems to be happening or in progress. History is made up of tides. Maybe the tide is changing in ways that can help children, and hopefully it will happen with family law too. What Britain did this week makes it appear a beacon of hope. The news went worldwide. Just to be clear, it's only the National Health Service in Britain that has the ban. The National Health Service, the NHS, is the public health system. We could do many episodes on the state of the NHS system as a whole, but that's a separate issue. I still believe private clinics are allowed to use blockers, but most people access healthcare in Britain through the National Health Service, the NHS, and I believe the ban is, not in every case, but in the main, positive. And as I say, I don't want to get into individual cases, because there may be some cases where a blocker is worthwhile. I'm not a doctor, but I think for most people, blockers are not a good idea. As to whether Britain is a beacon of hope, I highly doubt it. It may be on this issue, but on many others, not. It lags badly in many other areas to do with children, certainly in family law, where Britain is prehistoric and barbaric in my view. Anyway, outside of family law, parents got some good news this week, and that's great. Okay, that's all for now. Best wishes wherever you are on your parenting journey. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please join us next time.